Come on. You can come on.
All right. What I want you to do, these are, and as they take these, they're going to take these and hand them out to all the moms. The first one I want you to hand out is to your own mom, though, okay? She's extra special to you. But then do that, and I'm going to have all the moms raise their hands. And then if there's some others that haven't gotten any yet, I want you to hand more out. So just take a few, and then if there are more people that don't have them, when you come back, go and come back and get some more, okay? And I'm going to read what's in there as you're taking these. Go ahead and take one to your mom, and then moms, raise your hand so that others can hand you some too. Come back and get more if you see people with the hand raised. I'm going to share with you, some of you who may not get it, our children made this, and each of these, there's some different things, and I want you to hear what it says. They made these last week. Thank you for being a mother of faith, a peppermint patty, because your commitment to God sets a wonderful example for your family. Cotton ball, for your soft, tender touch. Puzzle pieces, because you're an essential part of the church community. A Tootsie Roll, for the important role you play as a mother of faith. A bandage, for the aid and comfort you provide to your family. And a Starburst, because mothers of faith are shining stars. If there's any mother who hadn't gotten one yet, raise your hand high, as we got plenty up here. Any more? They made sure they made extra. Okay, I think everybody's got one. I'm going to leave these up here, and what I would encourage you to do, our children made these, and I think they'll be really special. If you're going to see a grandmother or another mom or someone today who might appreciate these, come up here and get them at the end of service. Get enough to take to any mom you may see today and allow our children at Woodland to be a blessing in their lives. So I'm just going to set these right here. I'll try to remind us at the end of the service to come and do that. And thank you, all of you moms, for all that you do, for all that you are. And may you feel extra special, not only today, but in the days to come as well. Carrie Sisling is going to come and read our scripture at this time.
It's Exodus 2, 1 through 10. Now a man from the family of Levi married a Levite woman. The woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. When she saw that he was beautiful, she hid him for 3 months. But when she could no longer hide him, she got a papyrus basket for him and coated it with asphalt and pitch. She placed the child in it and set it among the reeds by the bank of the Nile. Then his sisters stood at a distance in order to see what would happen to him. Pharaoh's daughter went down to bathe at the Nile while her servant girls walked along the riverbank. Seeing the basket among the reeds, she sent her slave girl to get it. When she opened it, she saw the child, a little boy, crying. She felt sorry for him and said, "This is one of the Hebrew boys." Then his sister said to the Pharaoh's daughter, "Should I go and call a woman from the Hebrews to nurse the boy for you?" "Go," Pharaoh's daughter told her. So the girl went and called the boy's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take this child and nurse him for me, and I will pay your wages." So the woman took the boy and nursed him. When the child grew older, she brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. She named him Moses because she said, "I drew him out of the water."
For those of you who like to take notes or follow along, if you look in your bulletin, you get an idea of where I'm headed today. The title of today's message is Jochebed, A Mother for the Ages. And it comes from the scripture that Carrie just read. And it talks about being a mom. We're going to look at what Jochebed has to illustrate for us. But there are lots of moms here who could probably do a better job with this message and this sermon than I could today. Because here's what I'm going to talk about. The fact that being a mom is not easy. Being a mom changes the way you think. Being a mom reorients your priorities. And being a mom is not something you do alone. So as we continue, we're looking at a mom today, and you may not have heard of her before because she's not talked about a lot in Scripture, but she's mentioned by name in Numbers 26:59. She's referred to, Jochebed is referred to as Moses' mother. She's a mother for the ages because of the example, not because of all the attention she gets in the Bible, but because of who she was and how God used her. It's an encouragement to moms, but I believe today it's also an inspiration and an example for all of us. So I want to start out and kind of follow Jochebed's story, but also kind of intermix our story and our lives in the midst of that as well. First of all, being a mom is not easy. I guess it just starts, for those of you who've had children, just the mere fact of what a woman's body goes through in terms of delivering, of becoming pregnant and delivering a child. And then from that and on, one of the things we constantly hear about is the loss of sleep. Are there any moms who ever get tired because they don't think they get as much sleep as they would like? Y'all don't even dignify me or raise your head. You just said everybody knows that, Greg. Well, there are all sorts of challenges, but here's one. Imagine, moms, if you had this challenge. Jochebed had to do something that most moms don't have to do today, because you see, her child's life was in danger. The leader at this time, the Pharaoh, wanted to destroy Moses, wanted to destroy children of that age. And so the mom had to try to not only hide, but keep quiet this baby for 3 months. Can you imagine? Does Jackson ever make any noise? Can you imagine? Because if anybody hears it, and you have the soldiers and the people wandering around, and they're looking for these children, the mom had to try to keep this baby quiet. Stephanie said she may be a little bit worried about keeping her children quiet just in the time they're in here. And I told her that doesn't matter. We're fine with that because we're child-friendly here. And by the way, there's a room back there. You can hear everything we say if you don't want us to hear them, but you can even see us. But in this time, if a peep was heard, it could mean the difference in life and death. So this was hard for Jochebed. This was a challenging thing for her to be doing. And so it would make sense if we look. She was inducted into the Faith Hall of Fame in Hebrews 11. If you're not familiar with that, Hebrews 11 talks about a lot of people that are given credit and glory for their faith. And in Hebrews 11:23, it says, "By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict." So you see, Jochebed, even here, is put into the Hall of Fame. And you know, as much as I like baseball, it's even greater than the Baseball Hall of Fame. And so I believe we have something to learn today. And you know, another reason it's not easy, and I could continue to list the things that ways that I made my mother's life difficult, and that would be enough to take up the whole sermon time, so I'm not going to do that. But I'm just going to say, you know, children don't come with instruction booklets. And sometimes we think it would be nice, but even though we think sometimes it'd be nice to have instructions to know exactly what we're supposed to do and how to do it and when, there may not be an instruction booklet, but there doesn't seem to be a lack of advice from a lot of different people. And a lot of times that advice doesn't jive. So even though we want instructions, sometimes those things make it even more complicated. So see, being a mom is just not easy. It wasn't easy for Jochebed. it isn't easy for us. No, moms don't have it easy, but they do it anyway. Moms, today I want to say we often forget how difficult it is to be a mom because you just do it. And we think it's part of your job description and we take it for granted. Today, I'm saying that we don't want to do that. And we appreciate you. Moms remind us that the most meaningful things in life do not come easy. So moms, I thank you for this reminder that as we travel the journey of life and seek the person God desires us to be, we will remember this, that it's not always intended to be easy, and that we can look to you for that example of what you've done when it hasn't necessarily been easy. Well, the second thing is, being a mom changes the way you think. And one of the things for Jochebed, I don't know if it was a picnic basket or not, but I was thinking picnic basket probably because I was hungry at the time I was writing this. But she took some type of basket that I'm sure was not intended for the purpose she used it, which was to put in water and float a baby down the river. She had to think outside the box. Not only was it not easy, it was unorthodox and unusual and something she probably would have gotten criticized by lots of other people for. Mom's ever been in that situation? That you're in a situation you don't know exactly what to do, you don't know if you have the resources to do it with, but somehow or another you've got to figure out the answer and you've got to be able to move forward. And so it changes the way you think. Some of the things I remember as our boys were growing up, ceiling fans in most places are used to cool things down. Ceiling fans for us were a distraction because they would be going, doing things they shouldn't be doing, and we could literally lay them on their backs and they would just watch the ceiling fans. And it brought a few moments of peace. And also Cheerios. Cheerios had a whole new meaning. First of all, they were a really good thing because it was something that we knew was safe. We could carry everywhere. We could put anywhere. It was just a safe thing. And then, as we got older, I realized Cheerios invade your car. They go into every crack and crevice and cranny that exists, and you cannot get them all out. So, you change the way you think. Mothers have to adjust to a new normal. And we take this also for granted. But just maybe we learn something from our moms in this realm that, and are more willing to open ourselves to a different way of thinking and to be led by God, just like moms give us an example of doing. I don't care how long you've been a mom, you still face that. At least that's what my mom tells me. Third, it reorients your priorities. If you don't believe me, do some people watching in Walmart. As people come in, you can usually tell which ones are moms and which ones are not when they walk in the door. And just watch what part of the store they go to. Where do you think moms hang out and spend their time? And where do you think the non-moms hang out and spend their time? Or look at checkbooks. Does your checkbook change when you start having children? Ours did. How about the pictures on your smartphone or the status on your Facebook? Priorities become different. What did they do with their free time? Oh, by the way, moms don't really have free time anymore. You want to know why? I did just a little bit of research. You have any idea how many questions an average mom answers a day? They actually did research on this. I don't know what women were asked, but they did research, and I've got a copy of the study. How, on average, how many questions do you think an average mom of a preschooler answers a day? Any guesses? Give me a guess. Noah, 100. Anybody else? What's another guess? What'd you say? 260. Another guess. One more guess. 80. The answer is just under 300 is the average. But if you so happen to be blessed with a four-year-old girl, the average number for her is 390 questions a day. So, you see, it changes. You ever known, it's no thought, I've heard some moms, not mentioning any names, that would say, you know, I just want to change my name. It's not mom anymore. Because they hear mom over and over and over and over again. But you know, in the midst of those demands, there's such a blessing. And my guess is you did it to your mom as much as I did it to mom, my mom. And mothers, this is simply one very, very small example of the fact that you have a true understanding of sacrificial love. Because you're willing to give and give when a lot of times you really don't have anything else left to give. It requires moms to spend much less time on their own resources and time on themselves. But they do this in taking care of us anyway. Moms, we thank you for your sacrifice. And we thank God for your example that reminds us of His sacrifice. And hopefully inspires us to give more selflessly of ourselves. You see, and I've got one more point yet, but this is really what I want to get from the message today. Because moms, you're given a great gift, but God understands your challenges. God understands those struggles. And at the same time, moms, we need you, not only because we need you as a mom, but I hope you understand today why Jochebed was placed in the Hall of Fame. Because she's an example of what we need to know in terms of how to grow and be the person God wanted us to be. So, this carries us on to the fact that being a mom is not something you do alone. And you don't have to answer this, moms, but how many times have you ever felt alone as a mom? I'm sure Jochebed felt alone when she was having to decide what to do, when she was placing that baby in the water. When she was trying as hard as she could to keep him quiet for the 3 months, the challenges she has, but yet she was commended as a woman of faith, as a mother of faith. She was not alone, and she knew it. I don't think that meant there weren't times she didn't feel it. Even when we know it, even when we're the best Christian moms we can be, it doesn't mean that we aren't going to go through those times of struggle. It doesn't mean there aren't going to be those times when we're down. It doesn't mean there's not going to be those times when we don't feel alone, even if we know we're not. And that's okay. But I just want you to remind you tonight, today, that you're not alone. And you know what happens when you recognize that and you trust in God? The world gets turned upside down, even in ways you can't anticipate. Because I believe when Moses was placed in that basket, the mom's hope, the mom's prayer was probably nothing more than for safety and for Moses to be taken care of by God. And at this point when she placed it in, if that baby had been found and she had been found doing that, the baby would have been killed and probably something very unpleasant would have been done to her as a mom as well. But just a little short time later, you know what happened? The princess found the baby and happened to see this other girl who happened to be Moses' sister. And they said, you know, this baby is so young, it needs a nurse. Where do you think we can find one? And the sister says, I have an idea. And goes back to the mom and brings mom back to her baby. And then it's done in the open in front of the princess. And she gets to love and take care of her child without fear, because she had trusted in God. God takes our world and turns it upside down
if we will only allow Him.
Mothers, be encouraged. We should be inspired by you to work harder and complain less when things get difficult, to be willing to reconsider our priorities, to give ourselves sacrificially, and to trust God and thereby be a part of changing this world. I'm going to ask the praise team to come up, but there's one quick story I want to share with you as they do. We've had this, and you probably knew you were going to hear some about moms when you came today, and there are a lot of things we just do because we get in a habit, and part of that is taking our moms for granted. And when we do take our moms for granted, it leads us to take for granted the reason that God gave them to us. So don't take your mom for granted today. And I'm going to leave you with a story I hope is going to make it difficult for you to take your mom for granted today. You see, there was this man that did what kind of he always did when it was Mother's Day. He went to the florist and he would order a dozen flowers to be sent to his mom, who lived in another state. He just kind of always did that because that's what he was supposed to do as a good son. But as he was there, there was this girl that he noticed outside, and she was sitting on the curb and she was crying. And he went over to her and he said, "Honey, are you okay?" And she said, "You know, I wanted to get a rose for my mom, but I just didn't have enough money. Said it cost $1.25 and all I've got is 50 cents. So the man said, "Come with me." And they walked into the florist together, and he bought the rose for her and gave it to her. And she looked up at him and said, "Thank you, sir," with this big smile on his face. And she turned and walked out, and he didn't know where she was going, but he watched her as he walked, and she walked, and she carefully watched both sides of the street, and she looked as traffic wasn't coming. She walked across to the cemetery across the road. And she walked to a freshly dug grave and knelt down beside the grave and placed the rose there. That man turned back around, canceled his order for the wire, bought a bouquet, got in his car, and drove 2.5 hours to see his mom that day. I know that story has a tendency to tug at your heartstrings, and I'm not trying to manipulate you today. I'm not trying to end with some cutesy Mother's Day story. I'm simply saying our mothers are a gift from God, and God gives us lots of gifts. And today, you're probably going to do something special for your mom, and you better, because she deserves it. But I encourage you not to take her for granted, ever. She's a gift from God. And as we look at God, as we look at her, we're able to see God through her, and we can be more who God asks us to be, I believe. Not because simply of who she is, because she had made mistakes. All of our moms make mistakes, I promise you, they'll admit it. But God lives through her in spite of those mistakes. And we can come closer to God by drawing closer to the God that's inside of her. So I invite you, stand with us and sing. We're going to close today by singing, "Would You Bless Our Homes and Families?" And if we sing this as a prayer, it will be answered and God will bless us. So let's stand together, sing, come and receive.